Indonesia Today. News, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. Only on Indonesia Today. Let's hear the voice of Indonesia with the news. President Prabowo Subianto closed his series of statements at the Middle East and Turkey by meeting with Jordan's King Abdullah II bin Al-Hussein. According to him, there will be an important breakthrough related to aid for people of Gaza. The detail by Andy Romdoni.
Indonesian President Prabowo Subianto Monday said there would be an important breakthrough related to humanitarian efforts for Gazans who are victims of the war. Previously, Prabowo said that Indonesia was ready to accept Gazans who were injured and traumatized after the war. However, according to Prabowo, this discourse must first be discussed with various parties and obtain approval from all. In a statement delivered at Marka Air Base, Amman, Jordan, he said that the consultation efforts carried out by Indonesia during the working visit to the Middle East and Turkey were carried out for the benefit of the Palestinian people.
Alhamdulillah, ya, kita dapat update yang jernih, kita berharap mungkin dalam waktu dekat.
Alhamdulillah, we got a clear update. We hope that in the near future there will be a breakthrough to a good direction. Of course, we must calculate and defend the interests of all parties, especially the interests of the Palestinian people. Prabowo added, in a meeting with the King of Jordan, Abdullah II bin Al-Hussein, he also discussed the demand for a ceasefire in Gaza and the assistance that Indonesia could provide in accelerating the peace process. Previously, in a bilateral meeting, King Abdullah II also expressed recognition of Indonesia's strategic role in the global arena.
I really truly believe that Indonesia and the ruling troops are a vital force for all of us to be able to deal with many issues. Obviously, what we're dealing with is the facility of
Egypt. Furthermore, King Abdullah II also believes that Indonesia's efforts will bring success in realizing stability and peace in the region. President Prabowo Subianto's visit to Jordan is the closing of a series of visits to the Middle East and Turkey, which are expected to have a positive impact on humanitarian efforts in Palestine.
Indonesian President Prabowo Subianto said Indonesia and Jordan have strong commitment to increasing cooperation in various fields like education, science, technology, and economy. And this was stated by the President in his press statement after a meeting with the Jordan's King Abdullah II bin Al-Hussein on Monday. In addition, President Prabowo also said that the humanitarian issue in Gaza was also the main focus of the meeting. Indonesia, according to the head of state, is actively encouraging the realization of a ceasefire and offering support to accelerate the peace process.
Kita juga bicara masalah Gaza.
We also talk about the Gaza problem, how we can help in the humanitarian field. We also urge an immediate ceasefire, and we will offer what we can help to accelerate the peace process.
Menawarkan apa yang bisa kita bantu untuk mempercepat proses perdamaian.
President Prabowo's visit to Amman, Jordan marks an important step in strengthening bilateral relations between Indonesia and Jordan, especially in the fields of peace, humanity, and cooperation in the Islamic world. The visit also closes the President's series of visits to the Middle East and Turkey, which are expected to have a positive impact on the humanitarian efforts in Palestine. Listener, that was the news from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. Voice of Indonesia on VOA Nusantara and the application RRI Digital. And I'd like to say welcome for people watching from the internet channel. And the Voice of Indonesia today for the next 1 hour, we have a lot of information related to Indonesia, so make sure to stay tuned on the Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia World. And I'd like to play you one song. Sadly, it is kind of under, how do we call it, not really popular currently in the country, or maybe it is just granted, but a lot of influences out there has been highlighted this very, very good piece by Goddard, but a song that will teach me how to love. And we wish you that you will enjoy it, so stay on the Voice of Indonesia.
How you will never meant to be. When you kiss me slowly, baby, close your eyes. Can't do it, just let us be. Cause you make me feel all the things I hate about myself. How can I say that you don't love the world? Teach me how to love like you. Teach me how to love like you. Teach me how to
I like the way you do.
Teach me how to love. I wish that you enjoyed that song. And a lot of people says we have been waiting for this kind of R&B song, and wish that you will have. Well, it can make your day. Anyway, it's made a lot of Indonesia's day, especially the government, because it seems that other country wanted to support Indonesia's ambitious hydroelectric plan, and the support was well expressed by the Swiss ambassador to Indonesia, Olivier Zander.
The shared commitment between Indonesia and Switzerland to the cause of renewable energy solutions and to strengthen collaboration in the hydropower sector. We commend and support Indonesia's efforts to ambitious plan, which expand hydropower capacity to a total of 72 gigawatts.
And for more comments related to the Voice of Indonesia, you can check on our Instagram, VOI_official, and also our YouTube channel, VOI Official. If you're living around Malaysia, Singapore, or neighborhood in Southeast Asia, you might be seeing a lot of us posting a lot of things related to Jumbo, the animation, the latest animation movie in Indonesia, and it has reached 3 million... how do we call it? Watchers? Screenings? No, 3 million audiences watching the movie in its 2 weeks of screening, and this put it as one of the most successful local animation movie in the history of Indonesian film history. And the producer of that, Anggia Karisma, said that apparently Jumbo, well, which people watch a lot, throughout like 3 million of them has been watching it. So it's not only something, not only a show, but it's a media too, for, well, a lot of lessons, for example, to bridge between families, because, you know, each gap can produce some kind of misunderstanding, something like that. And, of course, the support for this movie also came from our neighbors, like Malaysia, like the creators from, or even the characters of Malaysian animation, which is Bubble Boy, which a lot of Indonesian likes it too. They also show support from the social media for Jumbo. And as quoted from Arabi.co.id, the movie is going to be also screened only exclusively in Indonesia. So if you are living in Malaysia, Singapore, and Brunei Darussalam and has been wanting, itching to watch Jumbo, just wait a moment because, well, it's gonna be there. And good news too for people in Europe and Middle Asia. Jumbo will also be distributed to more than 17 countries in your area. So make sure to wait until you will be able to watch the movie Jumbo. I cannot give you any kind of spoilers, but it healed a lot of people. They both said that actually the movie target audience are like toddlers or even, well, primary school or the primary school students, but some people getting impressed so much by the song, and not only the song, but by the movie, are mostly like the millennials or even the late Gen Z's, so this movie is ready for you. Anyway, I'm reading the information from the website rle.co.id, so if you want to stay updated with the accurate and reliable news, not only from the Voice of Indonesia, but from all stations of Radio Republik Indonesia across the country, rle.co.id is the answer. rle.co.id, the official news portal of Radio Republik Indonesia, brings you the latest, the most credible and comprehensive news from across Indonesia and the world. So stay informed from a trusted source only at rle.co.id, your reliable online news portal. And because we have just listened to the song, not the song, why do I keep saying song? After we are talking about the movie Jumbo, here comes the original soundtrack for that movie. It's called Kumpul Bocah by Mike Sanchez. Listening to a VI talk, and it's going to be talking about music and also heritage, so make sure to stay tuned and edit words of this Voice of Indonesia.
that's how universal music means is for the people around. What do you think about it, Mansur?
Yeah, I have same answer with Manipa. Music is the universal languages because music have no time and space because music is a language of our play. I'm a play uncle, I'm a traditional musician, and I can give the message from our music.
Alright, so we're talking about music and also tradition. Indonesia has so many traditions and also traditional music, whether it's a musical instrument and everything. But I'm going to Manipa first, right? So how exactly do you view this role of traditional music in preserving a society's cultural heritage?
Okay, in my opinion, the traditional music plays a fundamental role in maintaining and transmitting a society's cultural identity, styles, and also history. It serves as an auditory archive of a community's way of life, reflecting its traditions, beliefs, and historical narratives as well. In many cultures, traditional music is deeply intertwined with rituals, ceremonies, and communal practices, making it a living heritage that connects the past with the present. For the more, traditional music for me fosters a sense of belonging and unity within a community, reinforcing cultural continuity. It also helps sustain national and ethnic identity, particularly in the space of globalization, for sure, where external influences often threaten indigenous traditions. By preserving traditional music, I believe societies can maintain their cultural expressions while passing them on to future generations.
Interesting, that's the key, future generation. Manipa, how can we, the Indonesian traditional musicians, can introduce and popularize the traditional music to the young generation and the future generation, as you mentioned?
I love you.
which is the he has a group, its name with Genius, who combined between electronic dance music with traditional music from around the Indonesian place. And then Alpirap, you know Alpirap. And then we have international EDM producer Marshmallow. They use unclothed sound in their song. You can check the Marshmallow. And then we have a lot of song Blackpink. They are play unclothed with their song. You can check again. Yeah, unclothed is around the world right now, and they just bring unclothed to the next level. Yeah,
that is awesome. And I just wonder actually what they also Marshmallow using unclothed musical instrument in their music. And Monita, this is actually one of the innovation and also the usage of the technology itself, as you mentioned earlier, using AI and also technology to develop the traditional music. And how do we know that, what do you mean exactly about this use of the technology in traditional music?
When we use the technology in traditional music, I guess it has significantly transformed the way traditional music is self-preserved, performed and also distributed. For me, digital recording, archiving and online training platforms have made traditional music more accessible to a global audience, and ensuring its longevity beyond the
we'll be right back.
Yeah, everything you are. That was a song about, well, acceptance and unconditional love. And I'd like to say thank you very much for you for joining us on Editor Net Channel. More from the Voice of Indonesia still available on VLNZB and Editor Digital. So stay tuned with us on Editor Voice of Indonesia.
Maybe a sign that our children have been exposed to inappropriate content or online bullying or predators. But attention to the sign, it's not too late.
Screen time!
Dad, help me! Find more ways to protect children online from the local children protection agency or visit unicef.org.
Central Java, the center farm for durian power, the special durian from our small and central Java.
Durian is a spiky fruit, famous for having a strong scent. Durian is native to Southeast Asia, so it has a lot of cousins. You might be familiar with black corn, musangking, and montong. And in Indonesia, we have pepper, medan, bawor, kaligusing, and bengbor. But after the variation, people's top of mind about durian is, of course, the scent and the taste. But there is one Mr. Sato, a durian farmer from our small and central Java, who has a different opinion.
Dan durian ini salah satu makanan yang bisa diminati oleh pantai dan kita semua.
Durian can be experienced with all of our senses. Our eyes can see the color and size. When we are about to eat it, our nose smells it. Maybe normal, strong, or sweet-scented. It means our sight and smell work well. We feel the spike with our skin. We might even bleed. Then, we put it into our mouth. Whoa, this one is sweet. Our tail one is bad. And what about hearing? A red durian sounds lower when we strike it. And that one has a higher sound. Oh, we hear it fell in our backyard. It beams our ears, also enjoy it. But from all the senses, which one should we use to pick the best durian? If it's durian ripe, we test by striking it. We know there is baritone, tenor, and bass. High, medium, and low. The ripe one is bass. So, we strike it. It's ripe. Another durian seller, Mrs. Nakina, says, we also use our nose, our eyes, and our skin. So now we get a ripe durian. Our next mission is to retrieve the durian flesh, protected by thick and spiky peel. While some people struggle to open it, Mr. Sardo just takes his razor-sharp blade and then decides on a straight line on the peel to easily cut it open. Just take a straight line like this. Then, we slowly can see the flesh. Here it is.
Beneath the green, slick, and thorny peel is the shiny golden flesh of durian, the size of an adult's fist. A perfect presentation. But here is the $1 million question. How does it taste?
Can we have durian?
Amazing. This durian just ripened, so it's not bitter. During no time, it will be a bit bitter, but as the soft texture, like sticky rice. Good durians are commonly soft like custard that melts in your mouth and sweet like wine. The bad ones are simply bland. Don't taste at all. But some people prefer the more exotic mixes in the palate, like sweet, bitter, and sour at the same time. And trust me, the smell is not like sauce. So now you find out, apparently durian is not smelly and doesn't taste weird. It has an attractive color and also a lot of benefits for your body. Which means, actually, durian is for everyone. If you want to find durian, you can go to Central Java and they have a special variant over there called Durian Bawor, or in Purworejo they have the Durian Kaligesing. That's all for now. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.